been a big week of shakeups over at Channel 10 with the announcement that a very special lady is going to be sitting behind the desk on the project very, very soon. She's very well known to the Channel 10 family and she joins us right now. It is Sarah Harris. Good morning.
Hello, you two. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I can't quite believe it. I can't quite wrap my head around it because I've only been able to talk about it for the last kind of 48 hours.
Is this being on our show right now or the project? Because they're both obviously very exciting.
Oh, obviously your show. That's right, of course. And also that other little thing that I'm doing, the project. Yeah.
I think the question on everyone's lips being like, who's going to replace our own Carrie Bickmore?
Yes, yes.
Who's going to replace Lisa? Like, they need two now. But in swan Sarah Harris, who's kind of replacing both of
tick,
them.
Tick, tick, exactly.
Oh, look, honestly, they've probably gone, she can do it cheaper. No, I'm just kidding. Carrie and Lisa are the most iconic TV women ever. I mean, Carrie called me. She started this show. This was her baby.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like to be leaving a show that you've built from the ground up because that's exactly what I'm doing with Studio 10. I'm leaving Studio 10 to go to the project. But she gave me a call the night before my announcement just to check if I was okay and just to welcome me to the team and to, you know, just to wish me all the luck in the world. Beautiful Lisa sent me this gorgeous text as well. Like, everyone's been so supportive. But to step into the shoes of these two women, Logie Award winning women, it's nerve-wracking, that's for sure, but I just want to get in there and just and be me and hopefully, you know, that's enough.
Yes, that must be exciting though, as you said, after so many years, you know, doing Studio 10 and doing that so well, this new challenge, you know, it's a new time slot, it's a new alarm clock, I imagine, you don't have to get up as early. That must be exciting so far into a successful career to still have the butterflies about a new job.
100%, and, you know, I'm 41 and I thought, oh, maybe this is kind of the last year of me on TV. I don't know. Like, I wonder how it's going. And then next minute they're offering me kind of the biggest job in telly. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God, it's incredible. it's still so overwhelming and mind blowing. And it's going to be a different city as well. I'll be in Melbourne 4 days a week. I'll be doing Sunday projects from Sydney. It's going to be a lot of frequent flyer miles, but hey, it's, I feel like being locked down during the pandemic for a couple of years has really given me lots of energy to take on this big new challenge.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, I can't wait. January 8th is when it all kicks off. But in the meantime, please join us as we celebrate Carrie Bickmore's final show on Wednesday. Yeah. It is going to be epic. Massive guests. Big surprises.
Ooh.
Yeah,
speaking of final shows, I know it's another network, but did you watch Tracy's farewell last night on ACCA?
Another successful woman.
Sales stepped down this year as well. Like,
I know, incredible. I think the pandemic just refocused all of our priorities. And beautiful Trace, I was a Junior Burger reporter and worked on Today's Show when she was hosting,
she's a legend.
So fabulous, and she is what you get. Like, what you see is what you get with Tracy. She's just sensible. She's no nonsense.
Mm.
Tough, but she's also hilarious. I hope she has a good break because she's bloody earned it. She has worked her guts out for the longest time.
Very
and
true.
I think she's just one of the best in Australia, best in viewers. And sad to see her go. She's such a trailblazer.
Do you have any advice, Sarah, for people out there that are listening that want to get into TV, maybe do the reporting? What's something you wish you could tell?
Do you have any advice for Bronte?
Yeah, that's basically what I'm here for.
Yeah, look, you know, it's funny. If you want to get into TV, radio, we keep stealing people from radio. Is where it's at because it's fast-paced, it's immediate. You guys are often, you know, filing several stories, dealing with social media at the same time. I mean, if you can, go regional. I learned my craft, as they say, on a weekday show in Brisbane called Brisbane Extra years ago. And it taught me everything I needed to know about TV. It was brilliant. I worked my guts out and it just kind of set me up for where I am now. So you've just kind of got to do the hard yards and know that, I mean, I've been doing this since what? I did Work Experience when I was 16.
Wow.
At Channel 7. And it's now what? I'm 41. I've got this job. So prepare to hang around for a while.
Slow burn, but it's worth it, it sounds like.
Radio's That's good it. If you're like me and you're ugly too. So.
I don't believe
Face
it for a
second. Face for radio, Sarah. Not you know, like yours.
But you know what? The draw card is you get to do your job in your active wear, right?
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. You're not How wrong, Sarah.
I'm literally wearing Birkenstocks.
I'm wearing heels and Spanx under a pair of pants at the moment, so you win.
And that Style. Is actually what Cliffo Style. Is wearing too, so that is strange.
I'm rocking the Birks. And the Spanx.
Yes.
All right, don't miss it. Sarah Harris, she's still on Studio 10 for now, but the project, it's Sundays to Thursdays at 6:30 on 10. Sarah Harris, love
bye,
having
guys.
You on the show. Thanks, mate.
Bye.